Catherine Greer ahead of a cup final. It's going to be quite an occasion. Eamon DC Park, a great venue for a game, and for everybody involved in the club, I'm sure you're really looking forward to it.
Oh, definitely looking forward to it, yes, with the support that we have from this club and the players themselves. I'm really looking forward to it, yeah.
Now, from your point of view, this year seems to just be getting better and better. Of course, you've represented Ireland and looking forward to later this year in November in Brazil, the Irish women's deaf team, the Futsal World Cup. I mean, that's going to be a great occasion.
It's going to be an absolutely unbelievable experience for the girls as well. I've even managed to open two more from Donegal, so all the better. Yeah.
And tell us a little bit about this Bonagie squad. I mean, at the start of the year, how far did you think you could go this season?
To be honest, I didn't know, because I played against Bonagie last year for Lagan Harps, and I was terrified of them every time I was playing against them. And I wanted to come in this year to, because of the standard this club has and the team themselves and Chris, it's just unbelievable, and I need that as well for the Ireland team too. The training, it's better than anything I've ever experienced, to be honest. And even the girls themselves, they support me no matter what. I've had a few injuries and knocks along the way, and the girls have texted me and see how I am, checking in, and I've never had that before, to be honest. It's unbelievable.
And so the preparations now ahead of the final, are you doing anything different than you've done in the last few weeks and before, the semi-final?
I'll be focusing a lot on particular drills in the trainings and what we are lacking on, and hoping to improve in those situations. And yeah, just keeping the fitness up as well. Even when we do have league games throughout the season, and we played there last Monday and we're playing again this Monday before ahead of the final. And it keeps us going, and it keeps us motivated too.
And what would it mean for you to be at Eamon DC Park and to come off the pitch at the end and know that you've won a national title?
It would be one of the dreams come true for myself. Even I was texting my Uncle George there the other day. He was in Eamon DC Park and he won an All-Ireland final. So I was like, I hope I could do the same.
And who did he win that with?
Fannett United.
Well, there's plenty of Fannett connections, of course. I'm looking around here and I see a few other faces. So the year, as it's progressed, do you feel that the team has got steadily stronger?
Definitely. We've got stronger. We've gotten to know each other in each positions that we're playing in, and getting more comfortable in playing those positions. Even we've been pushed out of our comfort zone, and that makes the team even stronger.
Well, we wish you the very best of luck in the final and also later on in the year in Brazil.
Thank you very much.